Go next slide.
We have learned the Aditya. We have learned the
12 forms of Vishnu.
We have learned the 12 forms of Rudra. Right? क्या हो रहा है क्या हो रहा है क्यों उसको याद दिलाना है उसका बुद्धि बहुत अच्छा है मैनेजमेंट मैनेजमेंट करके पता नहीं सिंबायोसिस से क्या क्या करके आया है इसलिए उसको दिया गया है आप उसको रिमाइंड करोगे ये तो यू पीपल आर ऑन वर्किंग विद भारत सरकार यू नो वन पर्सन विल बी गिवन अ जॉब देयर विल बी अ सुपरवाइजर टू सुपरवाइज हिम देयर विल बी असिस्टेंट टू असिस्ट द सुपरवाइजर टू सुपरवाइज हिम देयर विल बी टू दफ्तरिस टू असिस्टेंट द असिस्टेंट टू सुपरवाइज सुपरवाइजर टू सब ये क्या है
एक को काम दिया वो करेगा
वन पर्सन इज गिवन द जॉब ही विल डू इफ ही डजंट डू इट इज द विशन महाराज दैट्स इट फिनिश्ड क्लियर गुड
So now you have a beautiful mantra. Shall we say it once? Just feel, huh?
Yeah.
Om Namah.
Om Namah.
Muni Shrestaya.
Muni Shrestaya.
Trikalagyaya.
Trikalagyaya.
Parasharaya.
Parasharaya.
Voshat.
Voshat.
Did you all get sweets? Did you all get sweets?
Yes.
ये सब मुंह मीठा करना चाहिए
आफ्टर दिस यू विल गेट दिस मंत्र पर्सन मस्ट हैव यू आर नॉट ईटन मुंह
मीठा करना मीन्स जस्ट एज अ निमित्त पुट अ लिटिल इन योर माउथ
बिफोर
जस्ट टेक अ लिटिल स्वीट एंड पुट इट इन योर माउथ
इट्स ओके वन ग्रेन गेट द स्वीट इट्स अ निमित्त Put a little sweet in your mouth.
Just see, one grain. Put it in your mouth because you have got the mantra.
The yoga with the mantra should be sweet. Madhuram.
Adharam madhuram. Basanam madhuram. Madhuram, sweetness. The sweetness of honey is the best sweetness.
So if you don't have honey to give, it will be a mess. So we took something else
and Whenever you get a good mantra, mantra comes to the tongue. Immediately put something sweet so that the madhuram flavor holds the mantra inside. The mantra goes inside. Very small trick, you know. It's a small trick.
Is it the reason why we put the honey when
child is born? Correct. As soon as a baby is born, Good Brahmin families, they hold like this and they take one dhruva grass, you know dhruva grass, they will dip it and the guru will write the bija mantra on the tongue in honey. Honey is the ink, the grass is the effect.
A mantra was written on my tongue
when I was born. But if the baby is premature, it is problem, our doctor will not allow. The bija, they write the bija, the guru writes the seed. So when the child grows up, they tell him, this is your bija that was written by the guru. In my case, it was a feminine bija. I'm still mad about it.
What is this?
We expect some
hara, something strong,
anuma.
But feminine is strong.
Yeah, maybe I'm to find out. Maybe that was my life path, to find out that the woman is smarter than the man in every way.
So it's a life path to find out.
Have you heard of this bija? Till Sabani comes. This one too. Have you heard of this bija? Stree means wife. Or lady, so stream. Have you heard of it? This is what they wrote. Pathetic. But later I found out, oh my God.
Wow.
Because I was stupid.
As a kid, I was stupid. I didn't know the value of what I did. And then later when I studied and studied and studied, there is this Chinese, you know. You got a lot of knowledge from the Chinese, you know that, right? We had the sage Vasishtha, you know the Trayambakam mantra, Om Trayambakam Yajamahe, that is given by the sage Vasishtha. Vasishtha used to do a lot of talking with the Chinese rishis. So the Chinese rishis and Vasishtha had a lot of deliberation. And there is a whole book called Mahachina Tantra. Mahachina. Mahachina means from the greater China the Tantra has come. And Vasishtha, they would debate. And Vasishtha, and they said to Vasishtha, the mantra is actually three. Vasishtha said, fine, that may work for China, but for India, we need to add the Saraswati's sa, half sa. From Saraswati, we get sa, and then we add three, and it becomes three. So we added Saraswati sa with three, and we got three, and this became the Tara Vijam, the spouse or the Shakti of Brihaspati. He who shall have this sound stream in his tongue, for him Brihaspati shall always be strong. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Now I know. Oh my God. What a powerful thing they put on my tongue. And then I realized, oh, there is a book called the Shiva Sutras. Have you heard of the book called the Shiva Sutra? There's a book, a tiny little thing. Very complicated. Don't read it, okay? There they talk about Kendra Bijas. Have you heard of Kendra Bijas? The North Indian chart we have, this is how we write the Kendra Bijas. We make a box and put two squares. This is Lagna, this is 4th, this is 7th, this is 10th. Or Kendras, whatever way you want to write it. This is Om. And then there is a Hrim. And there is a cream, and there is a screen. Shall I write in English for you? Om, cream, cream, and screen. These are the four Shiva Kendra Vijas. You know Kendras, right? We just did Kendras. The sunrise, the sunset, the midheaven, and the ground. So by the way, which Kendra is on the ground?
Four.
Four, right, because we are looking down. When you look down, you see the earth. So fourth house has to do with property, right? So now you know why fourth house has to do with property. You just need to be clear. Because we are looking down. And which planets look down? Do you know the planets look up?
It's Sabani will teach you all that.
It's very interesting. So you can see that these are the Kendra features. And from these, the Kendras are protected. Shiva protects the Kendras. And if Kendras are protected, your whole chart is protected. If Kendras are protected, your whole chart is protected. You are the Kendra.
You are the Kendra. There are four Lagnas in your horoscope. Four lagnas. Four sources of brain.
The lagna is called Udaya lagna. The first house is called Udaya. Udaya means to rise, to awaken. Udaya lagna. What is it called? Udaya lagna. This is the first house. The fourth house is called Jala Lagna. And this is the seat of the Earth Mother. Because the Earth Mother is the ground. She is holding you in her lap. Right? The ground is holding you in her lap. You are in the lap of the Mother. So the fourth house is Jala Lagna. This is her home. This is the Mother's home. Fourth. Because the Earth Mother is holding you, so Jala. Then the seventh house is called Asta. Or setting. when you set, when you die, when you go away, the setting, Hasta Lagna. So this is for, and then finally, Swarga, 10th house, or heaven. And then, the Lagna is called Gagana or Akasha Lagna, the sky. So there are four Lagnas, there are four points from which you apply your brain. And everything else is in trines to that. And these Lagnas are very important. Each Lagna is very important. Each Kendra, these are called the Kendras. And they need to be guarded. And we in the Parampara, our Parampara is coming from Jagannath Puri. Okay? Jagannath Puri is a Vaishnava Parampara. Though my personal family is from Somnath. So in our tradition, we have both Somnath and Vishnu. We have Somnath and Jagannath. We have Shiva and Vishnu. For us, Shiva is home, family, and Vishnu is our Lord. Okay? And 700 years back, 800 years back, we were finally brought from Veravar, that is Somnath, to Kanyakubja. And from Kanyakubja, we came to Odisha. Because we were the retainers of the knowledge of various shastras. Rajyotishis, family of Rajyotishis. So, these are the four lagnas you can see. And everything that is created from these four lagnas must be of pancha tattva. Five tattvas. Five principal elements, is it? What is pancha tattva? Five elements? Let us understand this pancha tattva. If I take water in this bottle, what is this? It's liquid, right? Everything that is liquid, I can put in one group. Can I? Why? Because all liquids will flow. They cannot retain their shape. Can the water retain the shape? No. When I turn it, it flows. When I turn it, it flows. Water flows. Every liquid will flow. It follows the principles of fluid dynamics. Okay? So the entire liquid, all liquids are called Jala Tattva. Tattva is the principle. They follow the principles that are associated with fluids. All the liquids. And which is the most important liquid in your body? Blood. Blood is Jala Tattva. It follows the principles of fluid dynamics. Okay, if it follows... Now, look at the water. When I put the water like this, the water is coming down. Again I put it like this, it's going down. Now God had a problem. He said, hey... If the brain is going to be on top, how the hell will the blood go there? Because by gravity it must go down. So there must be some mechanism in the body to pump the blood up. And so he put a heart. And that heart pumped the blood up to your head. And so it would pump the blood up and the blood was used as a mechanism because it's fluid. I can add things, you can mix water with the... See, you can take salt and you can mix it with this, right? And you can also put some other things and mix it with it. Nimbu pani. Maybe you like Coke, huh? Mix it and put Coke. I can take that and push it through my heart to different parts of the body. So, this water was used as a mechanism to transfer the food throughout the body. How else will I feed the body? God had a brilliant system. He said that whatever you may eat, it doesn't matter. What you eat has to reach every part of your body, particularly the brain. And how will I do that? I will form a huge array of pipelines. You know pipelines? When you have houses, you have pipes and there are pipelines. A huge array of pipelines. And water will be pushed through all these pipelines. And then I will mix other things with it and all those things will go to different parts of the body. And the whole thing, the whole system will be controlled by the Jala Lagna. The Jala Lagna shall control this entire system. A complete system. And so what is the most important part of this? The pump. There is a pump in out here which is pumping and pushing the water up and down and taking the water. You see that? And what happens when you feed? That means nutrients are going into the body. And now the nutrients are going into the body, something has to also take the dirt out. So the same water which is going like this is giving the good food, taking the dirty food and going. So it is again blood. And this blood now, before it goes back to the heart, has to be cleaned. All the dirt has to be removed and the clean blood can go and then take more food. If it is not cleaned, it can't do the job. So then he said, okay, what I'll do is I'll put some kidneys out here. So that's why we have kidneys. And kidneys are important in the Jala system because they are filters. They are cleansing and filtering. This is how he developed the mechanism. The entire body. Did you see the Jala Lagna? And somebody has to sit out there and clap. And based upon this clapping, this heart will beat. If it stops clapping, you are gone. You are over. Interesting, huh? And his name is Vishnu. He sits out there, clapping. So where does Vishnu sit? Fourth house. That is why you, and by the way, fourth house, does he sit or does he sleep?
Sleep.
He sleeps, right? Because he has to lie down. Fourth house is sleeping, right? Interesting, huh? So Vishnu has to sleep in the fourth house, and all these pipes, there are so many pipes which are going. Can you see all those pipes which are carrying all the blood? From the outside, somebody looking, hey, those are snakes, huh? They are like snakes because the snake is like a pipe. And the snake has got so many branches, thousands of little branches. And they are the heads of the snake, which are ending, various endings. So who is this snake? What is this snake in my body? The snake is all the blood vessels and the capillaries. Thousands of endings. And what is he doing? He is delivering the water on which Narayan is sleeping. And he is thumping. He stops thumping, you're over. Chapter closed. Did you see the derivation? Did you understand the derivation? You got heart disease. Who do you have to worship?
Vishnu.
Narayan. The particular form. Seshashayi. Seshashayi Narayan. The heart disease will go. If you understand the principles of Jyotish, everything becomes so clear. Why they have God in that form? How did they visualize him? Why did they visualize him like that? And we find a Lakshmi sitting out there and pressing his feet. What is Lakshmi out there? The food that is going into the bloodstream. Not the money. I can't eat gold and live. I need food to live. And that food must go inside the blood. Just eating the food is not important. Many people eat food. You got a disease, the food won't digest. Lakshmi is not just about eating the food. Lakshmi is about digesting the food and making the nutrients available for Narayan to carry. She is the biggest assistant of Narayan. She is constantly giving food to him. Oh, you need oxygen? Here, I have some oxygen, Narayan, take. What do you want? Actually, you want some food? Here's some food. You want more sugar? Here's a little more sugar. Constantly, she is constantly working and giving the nutrients to this body to stay alive. That is the real Lakshmi. Every minute she cannot sleep. If she sleeps, you are dead. Your body will be deprived of nutrients the moment Lakshmi sleeps. And then diseases will come. You understand her problem? So who is the main one who is thumping and doing the job? All the time. Without fail. And who is the one who is supplying him with all the nutrients? Lakshmi. There's no point in Vishnu just pressing the blood if Lakshmi is not going to give him the food. She says, no, I'm taking the day off. You had it, man. You just had it. You understand the concept of Lakshmi Narayan.
That is why we always worship Lakshmi with Narayan. We never worship Narayan alone. Never. What is the point of the blood pumping if there are no nutrients?
Why is the blood pumping? Why? What is its job? To supply the food, to supply the oxygen. So what is the value?
The brain doesn't want the blood. Brain wants the nutrients in the blood. So what is value? What is the wealth? Let us say the brain is separate from you. And you tell the brain, hey, brain, take 100 rupees. Sir, have you gone mad? Get lost. He wants nutrients. That is Lakshmi. That is value. The real value is the nutrients for the brain. Similarly, everything has a value system. This is happening inside the body. There is a similar thing happening outside the body. We'll come to that. And that is the society.
We will come to society. Society is nothing but an extension of the body. Whatever is inside is outside.
Yeah.
What ananda means? What ananda? What his function in this system?
Ananta is anaga, shesha. I use the word shesha. Ananta is shesha. You didn't know that? You know, so I told you. What does he do?
I said, what does he do? Oh no! All the blood vessels. He is all the blood vessels. If you have varicose veins, who is angry with you? Ananta. Varicose veins comes from Ananta.
Why are the veins and the capillaries having problems? Ananta is angry with you. So which is the seat of Vishnu? Fourth house. So if your fourth lord is involved in any nice Rajyoga, you know that you have a blessing of Vishnu. If the ninth lord is in the fourth house, you have the blessing of Vishnu coming from a temple, because ninth house is temple. Does anybody in this, you have ninth lord with fourth, were you born near Vishnu temple?
I don't remember, sir. I was born in a small village.
Okay.
There is one temple is there nearby.
So family is very close to
pious family.
Yeah.
Very, very pious family. He will learn spirituality right from a young age.
Yeah, my grandfather is a very great devotee of Rama.
Rama. It has to be. If the ninth lord is in the fourth house, there has to be. It is not possible. The father or the grandfather, one of the two, has been an extremely good human being with a golden heart. And that blessing comes to you. Because ninth is pitris, father, grandfather. So normally we say that. And the person should go to a temple of Vishnu for his mantras, because the ninth lord is in the fourth. Interesting, huh? There is a particular book called the Chandrakala Nadi. It gives an example. Mithuna Lagna, Rahu in the fourth. Oh, Bhagya, that will be blessed by the Balaji all the time. Mithuna Lagna, Gemini Lagna, Rahu the ninth lord is in the fourth house. Such a person is blessed by Balaji, Venkateshwara Balaji, the form of Varaha, Rahu, all the time. So like that, there are many things. Anyway, those are advanced. You learn more as you learn more Jyotish.
We are to learn about the five tattvas.
I talked about Jala Tattva. Now, is the Jala Tattva the same as the glass? What is the difference between the water and the glass? The water is a solid, right? Solid is called Prithvi Tattva. Everything solid will follow the principle of Prithvi Tattva. Everything liquid will follow the principle of Jala Tattva. Everything gaseous, all forms of gas will follow the principle of Vayu Tattva. Every form of energy will follow the principle of Agni Tattva.
And where there is none of these five tattvas, where there is none of these five tattvas, yet that one tattva will exist. There must be some place where all these four are not there. The exception rules. Let us say there is somewhere in some space. There is, we call it vacuum, but think of something where nothing is there, not even vacuum. There, Akash will exist. Now, English translation of Akash is sky, which in my knowledge is parapathetic. What do you mean by sky? Sky is blue in color. Akash cannot have color. Where there is nothing, how did color come?
Not ether? I thought ether was the English translation of Akash.
Oh really? I read some sky. Okay, you think ether is a better translation? What is ether?
What do you think is ether? What is ether? Can you explain?
Something more sublime than air. Something that is more sublime than air.
But yet there is something there.
There is something there.
Right. So that something which is more sublime than air is yet there, right? Now, have you read the book Life After Death, Swami Abhidananda? We cannot read it. Mm-hmm. Life After Death, Swami Abhidananda. Of the Ramakrishna Mission. There are some photographs over there of spirits, because who have approved themselves to be photographed. Read it. And this is all that happened in London, not in India. In India, every Tom, Dick and Harry, there is ghost in that tree.
Nonsense. So you need to go to a place where people don't believe in these things and experiment to find out whether it's actually there. And so he did some experiments and then he got some proof, and that is there in the book.
There he talks of ether and ethereal substance that is there inside us. It is a different kind of substance. And that is used by the ghosts. If we give them, they take that from us and they use that to manifest the body. Otherwise, how can they manifest a body? But Akash is not that. Akash is not that. Akash is that which holds, what holds water in this glass? We can say that solid is the container and the glass is there. But yet there is something which holds it there. Pardon?
Binding agent.
Some binding agent. In a way. Some strange glue is there. What holds this hand to this body? We can find 101 excuses for these things. Can I use the word magnetic power? Can I use the word magnetic power? It's easier to understand. Akash is the magnetic power. It's the power to attract, to hold something together, to hold people together, to hold the different parts of the body together. It has magnetic power. What does Akash have? Akash has magnetic power. What else does it have? Harmonizing power. Harmonizing. When my brain will tell, Sanjay, you have to go to the class, otherwise your wife will get angry. Now my leg will tell, no, I will not go to class. I want to relax. What will happen if my head has to come to class and my leg has to stay in the room? It's total disharmony. Everything will get destroyed. That which causes the whole system to be in harmony and work in perfect harmony. Ati sundara. Perfect harmony. Ati sundara. That is Akash. It is different from ether. Because ether is something which can be borrowed by another entity. It is like an energy form, which is, as you said, right, it is more sublime than air. But it is not Akash. Because Akash is very beautiful, very pure. It is the highest definition of God that we can have. Because it keeps everybody together. Everybody is in this class. You and I like each other. We are sitting together and talking because of Akash. Otherwise, you are you, I am me. Two people stay together because of Akash. Okay?
Because actually binding would be more water element, wouldn't it? Binding is not necessarily harmonious.
Okay, I give you this glass of water.
I want these two to be bound together, to be kept together.
No, no, that's not possible.
Not possible, right, thank you. Shall I give you some of the liquid?
I guess water is binding. Water as an element has a binding quality. If you pour water on the table, it keeps a kind of circle. It stays, the molecules...
It stays together not because of its binding quality, because of its surface tension. Read physics.
Yeah,
surface tension. Only one water is under, then it stays. Otherwise it flows. Water which is under tension, bad pressure, that can be controlled. Otherwise it will flow. Water by nature flows. It flows everywhere. You pour a glass of water, it will flow freely. The binding power is not that of water. Never. The nature of water is to flow. To obstruct the flow of water is sin. Because you are going against its basic nature of flowing. Good question. Because many in the West believe that water is the binding factor. Oh, no. Akash is the binding factor. The magnetic power of Akash is the highest. Because what is binding? Attraction, no? You cause this guy and this guy to have some attraction and then they will stay close to each other. Whatever method you may use. I can put a rubber band. Then the rubber band is the Akash that is holding them together. This cap is on top because of something that holds them together. Multiple methods to hold something together. A boy and a girl have come close and then they are breaking apart. What is the remedy I should do? Akash! Come on! Increase the Akash! Not the Jala. Jala may have more blood pressure problems. You increase the Jala, blood pressure goes up. You know one of the ways that is used by ancient world to cut down the stress of Jala? They put leeches on the head to drink the blood so that the blood is drained. In England they would cut and drain the blood out so that the blood pressure comes down. In fact, when the blood pressure is down, then the relationships are better. Imagine a husband and wife having both high BP. That's terrible. High blood pressure is not good for relationship. It will break the relationship. The glue, the Akash glue which brought the boy and the girl together will go away. Blood pressure is not good. Too much Jala is not good. Don't do Jala remedies too much. You do Jala remedies, but don't increase it too much. I want your foundation to be good. That's why I'm pushing these concepts. Otherwise, you'll be doing wrong remedies and not getting results.
So, gravity will come under a planet.
Correct. If there was no gravity, we'll all be flying on the planet. What is gravity? Gravity is the Akash of Mother Earth. That is how Mother Earth is hugging you. She hugs you with gravity. Otherwise you'll be flying.
Everything is having gravity. Everything is banded by gravity.
Not everything is not normal. Don't generalize like that, Gora. It does not work like that. Try to think of what I am saying. Husband and wife do not marry because of gravity. You are not loving your father because of gravity. Right. There is something else. That something else is Akash. We don't have to find a physics answer. Because physics doesn't have a word for this. Does physics have a word? No. Gravitation? Yes, gravitation is Akash. Magnetic power? Yes. And among the planets, who has the highest magnetic tail? Anybody? Jupiter, more than 1 million miles. Therefore, Jupiter is given the responsibility of Akash Tattva.
Very interesting derivation. Why did Jupiter get it? Because he has the power to keep things together, to keep you.
Because of his magnetic power. So in a woman's horoscope, not bad. In a woman's horoscope, Which planet should represent hospital? The man, the one who has the maximum gravity towards her, the maximum magnetic power towards her. So therefore Jupiter shall be the representative of husband. But in a man's chart, it's a problem. Men only think of spouses, jealousy, blood pressure. That is bad. Men are truly from Mars. That is the meaning. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. What does that mean? Men are always looking at this woman as a blood pressure. The woman who causes highest blood pressure is fit to be my wife. What a stupid way of thinking. Right? Thank God in some societies, wives are still chosen by elders. Otherwise, if a man chooses his wife, so whoever causes highest blood pressure, whoever will cause highest blood pressure will also cause heart attack. What a stupid choice. So women can make their choice, but men cannot make the choice. Did you also know that marriages can only be kept by women, not by men? I'm not saying this. Read the philosophies. Okay, let's now get down to the tattva. So we realize that there is an akash tattva which keeps everything together, and that is ruled by the planet Jupiter. I assign a planetary thing for that. Okay? Now watch. I have a tattva called Akash. And I assign the planet Jupiter for this. Okay? After Akash, what was the next tattva? Which is slightly thicker. Akash is nothing. The word for Akash is not just a cube. It's nothing. I can't tangible. It's not tangible.
Vayu.
And I put Saturn on this. Then Agni. Energy. And Agni is energy. Let's be clear. Put Mars. And then?
Jala.
I assign Venus. And then? Prithvi. I just assign Mercury. So these five are called the Pancha Tattva planets. Because they are the controllers of the Tattva. Now, when we talk about tattva, we are talking about the finest quality. So tell me, among the waters, which is the finest water? The water which you can drink. And is that salt water or plain water?
Plain
water. So plain water is ruled by Venus. And salt water will then be ruled by Moon. Now, is there more salt water or is there more plain water?
Salt water.
And where is that?
Oceans
only? Where else? Piers. Good. Very good point. Very good, Justin. Pardon, where else?
Blood.
Blood, excellent point. Excellent. So, can I say blood is ruled by the Moon? Correct? Tears are ruled by the Moon. The water in the oceans is ruled by the Moon. And the water which I am drinking, which gives me life, I cannot live without water. You may live for a day or two without food, maybe longer, but you need water. Without water, you had it. Every day you need water. Who is giving you that water?
Venus.
Who is keeping you alive?
Venus.
Who rules then the Mrityunjaya mantra?
Venus.
Did you see the connection? Do you see the derivation? That is why Lord Shiva said, O Vishnu Shukra, you shall have the Mrityunjaya, for he who shall drink your water shall not die. And that is why even after somebody dies, we put a little Ganga water in his mouth. May you not die and go to the house of death. Why? Yama is a permanent death house where you will be punished. So you put Ganga in your mouth, the celestial Ganga which is there in the head of Shiva will manifest after death. We are hoping. And then you don't have to go with Yama and you can go to Shiva. That's why we put Ganga in the mouth after death. There is a celestial Ganga. That's why we do it. Many, many societies, when they're dead, we put a little water. We also keep a little water on the side. Because we don't want him to die or go to the house of the dead. We want our dear ones to go to the house of the immortals. That's why we put water. And a good son will always give water to his dead father. Okay, are we clear on this? So these are the five tattvas. Okay. So what is left? We need some light, you know. Just created a body is not good enough. We need light in the day, we need light in the night, we need balance of light, because light is going to guide everything. We are totally guided by light. Our definition of God, therefore, has to be light. Our definition of God in this planet has to be light. Shiv ka roshni dikhai diya. I saw the light of God. Nobody says I saw the darkness of God. Nobody says I saw the fatness of God. Oh, I saw Lord Shiva's muscle. Have you ever heard anybody say that? No. I saw his light. Everybody talks about the light of God. Because we are on planet Earth. Our definition, our guide can only be light. Ashtavasava, eight lights. So, now, how do we get guided by light? Can we say that daytime the sun will give us light? Right? And in the night the moon will give us light. And what happens when there is neither sun nor moon? And what happens if my eyes are closed? Ah, good one, Justin, good one. In the worst case scenario, where everything is closed, there must be a Lord who gives me light. Or shall I say Jupiter? Because he's the Akash. He's the Akash. He's the fine one who keeps everybody together. He must give the light. So therefore, we have three sattva guna. Because these three are giving me light. That is why they are called sattva. What is sattva? He who gives light, he who gives knowledge, that is sattva. Sattva means enlightenment, knowledge, logic. Tamas means ignorance. The opposite of this is ignorance. So tamas is ignorance. And somewhere in between the two is Rajas, who doesn't know whether he is going towards sattva or going towards tamas. And that is where all of us are. So there is a sattva, which is always in light. There is a tamas, which is always in darkness. And there is a rajas, which is doesn't know. Sometimes he is going here, sometimes there. Rajas. We are always in rajas. We are animated rajas. Now, just imagine if I had a mantra by which I could always have sattva. Always. All the time. I don't want to go to darkness. I'm afraid of the dark, Daddy. Daddy, I'm too scared of the dark. As a kid, how many times you would have said that? It is natural. It is natural to be afraid of the dark. Because you don't know what's there. So what did they tell us in Jagannath? They said, look, from the sun, the finest, purest light is Rama. When you take this name Rama, you will have the finest sunlight. When you take the name Krishna, you will have the finest moonlight. And he who shall always be auspicious even when you sleep. There is one Lord who is sleeping over here. Who is sleeping? Sleeping, right? This Lord sleeping, he is sleeping on the Nagas and he is pumping the blood.
Hari.
We just call him Hari. Okay. So from these two, three, when we combine, we get a mantra. Hare, Rama, Krishna. See that? Now you know why we do this mantra. And what is the seeds? What is the seeds from which this mantra came? Hari. This is easy to understand, huh? Hari came from Hrim. From Hrim I got Hari. Rama came from Shrim. And Krishna came from Hrim. So therefore, Hrim, Shrim, Krim are the root sounds or the bijas of Hare, Rama, Krishna. So from Hrim, Hare came, Shrim, Rama, and Krim, Krishna. And so what is the Kendra bijas for Jagannath? Once again, we have a chart like this. And I need Sattva Guna all the time. I have to put Om on the center always. Om will always be the first house. And I put Rim, Shrim, Hare Ram Krishna. So this is the Sattva Guna. And why do I need Sattva Guna? What does Sattva Guna do? Sattva Guna sustains me. Remember, A-U-Ma. A is creator. I'm already created. Why do I need to go to the creator? Why are you troubling him all the time? What do you want? Right now, I want to stay alive and I want to do a good job in the planet, right? I think most of us are in that state where we want to live in the planet and do a good job. If some of you do not wish to live in the planet, then you should talk to me, then I'll see why you don't want to live. Okay? Most of us generally want to hang around here right now, for the time being. And then, that is called sthiti. Srishti is a, sthiti is u, sthiti. The word is sthiti. Srishti is so the three words that you must know is a, which is srishti, which is Brahma. Who is? Whose mobile is that?
Mobile
is outside. Sthiti is Vishnu and Laya Rudra. Okay? A-U-Ma. Srishti, creation, sthiti, sustenance, Laya, dissolution. Srishti is creation. Sthiti is sustenance. Laya is... So these are... And the guna that you need, the predominant guna that you need to do the job. If Brahma has to create, he needs rajas. And then you need sattva. And you need tamas. To destroy. So at the moment of destroying, Rudra has tamas. If he did not have tamas, he cannot destroy. So what do we need to do to sustain ourselves, to be happy, to continue in the planet? Now you know why I said, when you wake up, don't put your feet. The moment you put your feet on the planet Earth, your day has started. Your karma has started because you have put the feet down. Do not put the feet down. Say a mantra that will enhance your sattva and then put the feet down. The day will not be bad for you. Okay? Lunchtime. How did I know? Oh my God. Okay, thank you very much. I will leave you now and I'm going for lunch. In case you want to fast, it is good. So, we are coming back at 2 o'clock, right? What time are you coming back? I'm not coming back after. I'm going to speak. Sayanavastha. I have to go to Narayana. So, what time do you want to come back after lunch? Normal time is 12 to 1.30. You want it longer, it's okay.
No.
1.30. You sure you don't need more food?
No.
1:30
they also.
12 to 1:30 is a good. That is what we did in the previous batch, right? Because you see, you have a very limited, just a few days. You are not staying with me for 5 weeks.
And we need to ensure that you finish the portions.
Okay, thank you. Namaste.